Going to hear from
Two Harbors.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of March 2nd. My name is Gabriel and I am your phenologist for this week. Early Sunday morning at 2 o'clock, we will set our clocks an hour forward due to daylight savings. Spring is right around the corner. Lizzie is noticing fox tracks on her driveway along with snowshoe hares. March is the beginning of the mating season for foxes. Remember to be listening for the spring cheeseburger song from the chickadees and the pump handle song from the blue jays. These songs change from winter to spring as they get ready for the nesting season. We have not heard this at school yet. On Monday the 4th and Tuesday the 5th, Wolf Ridge naturalists came to our classroom and taught a lesson. On Monday, we started entering our phenology observations in special hardcover books. These will be kept and we can check back from year to year to compare the first and last and how they changed. This is how scientists measure climate change effects. On Tuesday, we learned to forecast the weather and study different types of clouds. Temperatures finally got to the upper 20s on Tuesday the 5th and 30 on Friday the 8th. On Tuesday the 5th, during environmental education, Mrs. Jackson's class cut down diseased spruce trees and burned them to clear space for the white pines to grow. We also attempted to trim some white pines in cages, but due to about 4 feet of snow, it was incredibly challenging. Some of the tamarack buds are a centimeter long. The maple branches are still waiting for the proper number of daylight hours to break their bud. The aspen buds haven't reacted yet and are still just a bronze color considering we got the twigs last week. As of Friday the 8th, our aspen have not begun breaking bud or flowering yet. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Hey, Gabriel, thank you very much. Man, you were blowing your horn there. We really appreciate hearing from you and from all of the students up there at the North Shore Community School.